This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Indonesia's President Megawati Sukarnoputri was the first foreign leader to visit Washington after the September 11th terrorist attacks. She gave her full backing to President Bush's war on terrorism. Since then, Megawati has had problems persuading some of Indonesia's Muslims that she's doing the right thing. Rob Gifford reports from Jakarta.
Megawati's visit to Washington was set up long before the tragedies of September 11th. The trip went ahead anyway 1 week later and proved a boost for President Bush. Here was the leader of the world's most populous Muslim nation lending her support to the president's war on terrorism. But Endy Bayuni, editor of the English-language Jakarta Post newspaper, says that although Indonesia is known for its tolerant brand of Islam, Megawati's backing of the United States did not go down well with everyone back home.
She faced a dilemma. She had gone to the United States and gave her personal support for President George W. Bush. And then when she came back here, I think there were criticisms. And then when the bombing began, I think there were even more criticism about the position that the government had taken. Maybe the government had been too uncritical in giving the support to the United States. Subsequently, I think the government had been forced by domestic public opinion to take a harder position against the United States.
That harder stance involved Megawati uncharacteristically donning a headscarf and turning up at a Jakarta mosque where she proceeded to denounce the U.S. bombing in Afghanistan. The move raised some eyebrows among moderates. But speaking at a recent lunch in Jakarta, the new U.S. Ambassador Ralph Boyce said Washington knows allies will not see eye to eye on all issues. And he said there's more flexibility than might be imagined in President Bush's frequent insistence that countries are either with Washington or with the terrorists.
We understand that every country in the campaign against terrorism is going to have to make choices based on the capabilities and constraints, the domestic political situation, maybe in some cases the regional situation, and then come up with what is going to be the proper approach for that country. Despite what you sometimes hear, there's not sort of a black and white litmus test for you're either in or you're out.
But while Washington seems to understand domestic pressures on President Megawati, some domestic groups in Indonesia clearly don't like her cooperation with the United States. Al-Haidar is spokesman for the militant Muslim group Darul Islam, which claims to represent some 18 million followers around Indonesia.
Megawati has become an American doll, American puppet in Indonesia. We always considered that Megawati has to serve America first, then to serve the Indonesian people.
That sounds a lot like the accusations being thrown at Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. But there's one big difference. Musharraf is head of a military government, unanswerable to the people of Pakistan or to other politicians. Megawati presides over a fledgling democracy, just 3 years old, and one that is in big economic trouble. Analysts say that Islam is Megawati's greatest political vulnerability. Rizal Malarangeng of the Center of Strategic and International Studies in Jakarta says in the long run she must take the pragmatic road of economic improvement, siding with Washington in order to pull Indonesia out of its very deep economic hole.
We have to be modern. We have to be prosperous. That's the best way to defeat the militants and the extremists. If she fails, if the country stumbles, the economy is in shambles now. If it is to continue like this, in 10 years, there are more people who are willing to join the militant cause.
The demonstrations on the streets have stopped for now, but accusations of being an American puppet are not likely to go away. For President Megawati, the sooner the war in Afghanistan is over, the better. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.